Now remember this. This story is not a made-up story. It's real. It happened well over 2,000 years ago, right at that. And it's the story of the greatest love that's ever been. Your parents tell you they love you? Well, there's one that loves you more than that. And this story tonight is about that great love. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15 says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Now, the word unspeakable means you can't put it into words. Now, I'm going to tell that story tonight. We're going to read it. So you listen very carefully, okay? Now, if you need to go to the restroom, just slip up, go. But try not to disturb. But when you get back, if you listen good, I've got a great present for you. Okay? All right. I want you to listen to this story. You can sit down. That's fine. It's no problem. If you need to use the restroom, you go ahead and go. All right? Okay. Luke chapter 2. All right. Now you can come back when you get done. All right? Okay. If I'm not finished. All right? Okay. Luke chapter 2. Now listen to this story. It's a great one. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus. He was the king. He ruled the world. We don't have anybody like that today. But he ruled the whole world. That all the world should be taxed. So what they had to do is, now your parents pay taxes. Somebody tell me what a tax is. What's taxes? Anybody know what taxes are? Yes, sir.
Taxes on a certain amount of money to pay.
That's right. There's a certain amount of money to pay. Who do you pay it to?
Caesar,
that's right. That's right. In our case, it's Loudoun County, or it's Virginia, or it's the government, okay? Everybody pays taxes. They did then. But the difference was, when you went to pay your taxes, you have to go back to where you were born. So Joseph was from Bethlehem. So he had to go back there. His name was on the roll there. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone, into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Nazareth, from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. That was where David was born. Because he was of the house and lineage of David. His great, 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 great grandfather, 14 grandfathers before that, was from Bethlehem. So that's where he had to go back to be taxed, with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. She was just about ready to have a baby. Does anybody know how she had to get there? Did she have a chariot to ride in? Did she have a new Mercedes to ride in? What did she have to ride in?
Donkey.
You're right. It was a donkey. Anybody ever rode on a donkey? Did you know what? You did? Well, that's cool. Was it fun? Would it have been fun for hundreds of miles? No, that's right. That's smart. You're exactly right. It would not be fun to ride on it for very long. Well, she was expecting a baby and had to ride all the way to Bethlehem. And it was so that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. We have a lady in our church that's going to have a little baby in a month. And so her time was up. She was ready to have the baby. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the end. Now, does anybody know what a manger is? What's a manger?
A manger is like it's like a bunch of
hay. That's right. It's where you feed animals. Okay, so you put straw and the animal get up there and they eat it. Well, they cleared the animals out, put them in a different room, and put straw in there and laid baby Jesus in it. And they were very poor. Anybody here not have a refrigerator? Nobody? Everybody's got refrigerators? I don't mean you have it, but your parents have a refrigerator, right? What's in the refrigerator?
Things.
Food, that's right. That was a dumb question. It's food in there. Did you know they didn't have that? The only thing that was in that manger were animals, smelly, flies, bugs, and Jesus was brand new. So they were very poor. They didn't have full blankets. They just had strips of pieces of cloth that were left over. Now, when I was your age, I would go to my grandparents' house, and my grandmother would make quilts with strips and old cutouts of pieces of cloth, because cloth was very expensive and people didn't have a lot of money. So she'd make quilts using those pieces of cloth. Well, they wrapped Jesus with pieces of cloth, different colors, what was left. Somebody that made something, and maybe they made a shirt or they made a coat and they had pieces left, they would take it and put it, wrap it around them. And that's what baby Jesus had, and they wrapped him up. So everybody that saw Jesus, all the people that came, those shepherds, they said, oh, they don't have a lot of money, but they sure love Jesus. So he was in that manger. Now, listen very carefully. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east and are come to worship him. Now, the Lord God the Father did one thing that's very unusual. He let a star go from Babylon, which is about as far, it's almost 600 miles. So it's about as far as here to southern Virginia, into Tennessee, maybe into Georgia. It's a long ways. And that star directed those men right to Jerusalem. Now listen, when Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Another king? Or somebody going to challenge me? That's exactly right. No. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where this Christ child, this Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. See, a long time ago, a prophet wrote, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. So they read the Bible, those scribes did, and they said, well, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. And notice this. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, search, go and search diligently for the young child. When you found him, bring me word again that I may come to worship him also. Can anybody tell me, is that true? He wanted to come worship him too? No. You know what he wanted to do? He wanted to come and kill him. So what he did was this. He said, when did that star appear? And did you know that he sent his soldiers 2 years later and killed every little boy in Bethlehem that was 2 years old and under, so he would get that king and prevent him from ever growing up. But God moved Joseph and Mary to Egypt because he knew what the king was going to do. And God knows what we need to do to protect us. And he's going to protect you too, all of us. Now, I want you to notice this very carefully. Something really wonderful happened. And when they heard that the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood where the young child was. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they had a big sack or sacks, and they had gifts in it. Listen, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Those are very expensive liquids that they could give to people. And so I want you to notice, listen very carefully. So they gave Jesus gifts. But I want you to notice what the unspeakable gift is. It's a gift that Jesus gave to us and to everybody in this room. You see, a gift, now listen very carefully. Did anybody get gifts this week? Anybody get gifts? Did you all get gifts? Okay, let me ask you a question. Let's see here. Bobby, who paid for one of your gifts? Somebody? Okay, your mom. Okay, let me see here. Who paid for one of your gifts? Do you know? Mommy and Daddy, that's right. Now, okay, wait a minute. Do you know who paid for the gift, the greatest gift? That Jesus did. Now I want you to listen. You want to help me with this, okay? I'm going to give you four choices. I want you to tell me which one's right. If I could give everybody in this room a candy cane that was so big that it took your mother at one end, your dad at the other end, and two of our ushers on either end, and they carried it out and rented a truck to take that candy cane home with you, would that be a great gift? Sure would be. Okay, that's number one. Okay, now number one. That's number one. Okay, number two. What happens if I could give you a key to a new car? Would that be a great gift?
Yeah.
Okay, now that's number two. Wait a minute. That's number two. Okay, what if I could give you a gift that's a card and it is from God of heaven that said you would never be sick again?
Yeah!
Now that's great, wouldn't it be? Okay, now those three are great gifts, aren't they?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Number four. Now, we're talking about the greatest gift. Number four is none of the above. What does that mean? That's what I thought I was going to get, okay? That means not one, two, or three, okay? It's something else, okay? So is the greatest gift one, two, or three, or is it something else? You're right. It's something else. It's the gift that Jesus paid for. And listen to this. That is that you would have life that lasts forever. That would be the gift the Lord has for you. Now, I want you to listen. Listen very carefully. The Lord Jesus wants to give everybody in this room that gift. He paid for it. Can somebody tell me how Jesus paid for that gift? Do you know?
He died on the cross.
Okay. He was born at Bethlehem, lived the perfect life that we could not live. How many of you have ever disappointed your parents? Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you have done things that are wrong called sin? Okay. Anybody want to tell me something you did? Ella? She forgot, okay? Let's see. Someone else. Tommy, what have you done? Okay. All right. I hurt somebody's feelings, okay?
I lied to my parents.
You're pretty honest. Okay? You know what? We've all lied. All of us have lied at some point in time. Listen very carefully. Somebody has got to pay for that lie. Or you can't go to heaven. That's the reason Jesus was born in that manger, lived the perfect life, and they put him on the cross and crucified him so that his gift to you would be paid for. That gift is eternal life in heaven with him. Now, you can't get that gift by coming to church. You can't get that gift by reading the Bible. You can't get that gift by giving the offering plate a few minutes ago. You can't get that gift by singing. You can't get that gift by being baptized. You can only get that gift if you accept it. Now, did your parents give you a gift last night? Yet? Not yet? Okay, not yet. Did your parents give you a gift last night? You did. Okay, let me ask this question. Did you take it? Or did you say, I don't want it? Did you take it? Yeah, I took it. Sure, you don't get the gift of eternal life unless you receive it. He doesn't force it on you. It's a gift that you have to receive. Now, I want you to listen very carefully. The way you receive it is this. Now watch, everybody watch. You say, Lord Jesus, I don't deserve to go to heaven. I'm a sinner, but I'm sorry. Would you come into my heart? Forgive me. In other words, it's not those words. It's you talk to Jesus yourself and tell him you want that gift. And he gives you the gift of eternal life. You accept it. In just a minute, I'm going to offer every one of you a gift, but you don't have to have it. You can say, no, thank you, Pastor. If you turn down Jesus' gift, you can't go to heaven. And that's why it's so important for you to listen tonight and you yourself pray to the Lord and ask him to come in your heart and save you. I was saved when I was 14. I got down on my knees and I talked to the Lord. And I said, would you save me? And that made all the difference for me. Everybody in this room, everybody out there, you must be born again. Jesus said that. You must be saved. That is the story of Christmas. It started with Jesus coming into that manger, living the perfect life that we could not live, dying the death that we could not die. Because our blood's not perfect. Our life is not perfect. We can't die for anybody, including ourselves. It's an eternal death apart from the Lord. That's the reason Jesus loved you so much. He was born in that manger because he loved you. And he wanted you to have the opportunity to receive the gift of eternal life. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. If I could give you that card that you'd never be sick again, it wouldn't be worth as much as if God himself gave you the gift of everlasting life. The Bible says that. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. We're going to have a word of prayer in just a minute. And I'm going to ask anybody that has never trusted Christ, never received that gift, to come and let me get someone to help you. I know everybody says, how would I do that tonight? Why would I do that tonight? That's embarrassing. Can you imagine? Hang on a cross for something you didn't do? For a people that curse you? How embarrassing would that be? But the love of God put the Lord Jesus on the cross. The hardest thing that I ever did in my life that I can remember is get out of my seat, walk down to the front and say, I want to be saved. I want to get it settled. But that changed everything for me. And I have to give you the same opportunity. I'd like to ask one of the pianists to come back to the piano and just play a verse of Just As I Am. We're going to have a word of prayer, and I'm going to ask everybody to bow your head, close your eyes, and if you need to trust Christ, you need to receive that gift, I'd invite you to come tonight and let me get someone to help you. Lord Jesus, how do we say thank you for an unspeakable gift? It's not describable in any language on earth, for it is a gift too great, but it is a gift that everyone can have because of you. And I pray that tonight that you would touch hearts. If there are people here tonight that don't know they're on the way to heaven, help them to come tonight. In your precious name we pray. Amen.